Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to FTC episode 3.
Who was that? I don't know who that was.
We found him on the street.
So, how's it going, guys? Welcome to FTC episode 3. This is Brendan back from career counseling.
Loser.
Shut up, guys.
I'm Mark.
And I'm Todd.
And I'm Brendan. And welcome to FTC.
Hey, you got to say your name twice. That ain't fair.
Shut up. Alright, so yo, guys. Kamini isn't here. That little bugger decided to abandon us.
Don't you mean Kamini?
Okay, the guys seem to have a problem because I have an incapability of saying
Kamini. Sounds like you're
saying
something dirty.
Okay. For those of you who made the connection, that was not intended, alright?
Not intended at all, I hope.
Kamini.
Anyway, Kamini, we hate you and your cut.
Yeah, exactly.
You're cut from the show.
She gave us no reason why she didn't come. Speaking of which, we're coming to you from John Doe's house.
You don't know where that is, but we do.
It's my house.
Let's just say it's the rich side of Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Sorry, I had to think about that for a minute.
Yep, we live on the rich side. Yep.
We get to meet the Colonel on a daily basis.
Nice. He did.
I know.
So let's start the show. Todd's been working hard on show notes, so we're going to let him start us off today.
One math period isn't really working hard. But
see, so now it's all the guys, so we won't have to worry about feminine opinions anymore.
Anyway, so the Halo 3 trailer came out.
Bet you can't stick it, Master Chief.
And no one emailed me to say, I forget what quote I made, but I'm like, if you know that movie, email me. No one did.
Okay, guys, Halo 3, the announcement trailer is orgasmic. Okay? Orgasmic. Alright? It is the most amazing thing that ever graced this earth, alright?
What about when Halo 3 comes out?
It will be a huge disappointment. We all know.
Okay,
That is Halo 2, if it's any relationship to Halo 2 or Bungie, it's going to be a disappointment.
If they make it like Halo 1's story, but Halo 2 multiplayer, then it will be good.
I think it'll be insane.
I know Halo 1 had the best story. Halo 2 like cheaped out and they made it like stupid.
Crazy crap
going on.
Did you know that Halo 2 was supposed to have 45 levels and they cut it down to 15 or 10, whatever it ended up being?
How do you manage to cut out like 30 levels?
I don't know.
It's just this is Mark's idea. He gets these things from his own head, you know?
What they did was going to release them in different packs, and Halo 2, it's actually Halo 3, and potentially Halo 4, like, just cut out.
We all have to remember, the final part of any series is going to rock.
Especially
when it's Halo. Did you even hear the slogan? Finish the fight. 2007. This is the way the world ends. Except, but, you know, Cortana and the girly voice, and not that. So they're like, this is the way the world ends.
But you know Bungie, it's going to be like 2009.
Probably.
That's a good call.
2027.
Halo 3 is finally here after 45 years.
They have the legal obligation to release it before PS3 does, because that was one of the promises that Microsoft made.
Oh yeah,
so that's the reason.
They wanted to release
the day before.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't they want to release it with that PlayStation 3 thing?
I just said.
No. Yeah. I thought you meant.
Oh no, yeah, you're right.
There you go.
They were never gonna. I don't think Bungie would sell it to Sony.
Good lord.
Those losers.
Good lord.
Anyway.
Cough. Yeah. So, what do you think, Brendan?
About Halo 3?
About life.
About life. I've been having an interesting past few days because the guys discussed this a few days ago on the last episode, but I feel, me personally, I have to address this. Whoever was the nerd who thought that we were insulting the Federal Trade Commission or the Feed the Children, you, sir, can go to hell.
Good, you know.
Honestly, the Federal Trade Commission. Now, I love the feds. I think they rock. I love the feds and trade. I think they're totally insane. And I love this idea of commission they've come up with. And feed the children. I'm a child. I'm getting fed. I'm all for that stuff, you know? But so, whoever you are, just realize you've made an enemy today.
4 enemies, actually.
Well, maybe not Kami.
Of course, this is me. We're talking about I'm incapable of hurting anyone. I'm like a grape, so...
Especially being across the country and
nice.
Everything. Kentucky.
Nice.
It's all the way tucked down there.
Oh, also, Kami's friend left us a comment. And I want to address it because, he was so right. Canada is not just made of lumberjacks.
Oh, that was Todd's friend.
We have Mounties. And the Mounties rock, man. Rock hard. Don't you love the Mounties?
Oh, yeah. The Mounties. They're awesome. They're good people.
Now, see, he's lying because you're a Bush supporter.
No,
I'm
not.
That's the worst insult we have here at FTC.
And unfortunately, it's my initials, too, right? My initials are bullshit and Bush supporter. I'm
and
in no good mood.
No.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, Mormons aren't polygamists. Maybe I mentioned that before on a different
yeah,
show.
Yeah, you did.
But just to clear that up.
Mark, Todd is something against polygamy. I think it'd be awesome.
No, to go along with that, I don't understand why it's illegal. That doesn't make
more
any
than one,
sense.
More than one wife. Like, come on. That is a party right there. Honestly, every man's dream.
Yeah, polygamy.
Mark, of course, isn't making any comments.
Yeah.
Because Mark's a total homosexual.
Well, I went out and
total
out.
Homosexual.
Hey, shut up.
Oh,
Brendan's the true sex addict. I just kind of make it look like it on the site in all the comments.
Yeah. Have sex with us. Shh. I'm joking. I just
sweet love by the fire.
Subliminal messaging. Does that actually work?
Yes,
I don't
it
know.
Does. Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
Read the Bible.
Comment, people, for the love of God.
Yeah,
please.
What the hell? I think.
Send us money.
Send us $80, we'll give you $75.
Nice, nice. But, yo, has there actually ever been a case where it actually worked?
I think, you know, the whole Simpsons episode with the Join the Navy?
Join the Navy! Join the Navy!
I don't think that would
work at all. You know, I'm pretty sure a couple people joined the Navy because of it.
Why would you join the Navy because of
Homer
Simpson?
Join the Navy.
I don't care what you say. The Navy rocks, man. Okay.
Navy doesn't rock.
The Navy rocks.
Maybe
like swabbing the deck all day.
Maybe.
What? You're horrible.
Don't do that.
Maybe. And you make the thing go crazy there.
Maybe the Canadian.
It barely went up 2 inches. Oh, God.
Maybe. John Doe's computer isn't the best.
Hey, my computer rocks. Your computer is just freaky deaky Dutch, like company.
I can hear with the
speaking
with the cool
company, you're a little
thing.
Bugger. God.
I hate you.
Do you know what the proper definition of bugger is, by the way?
No, actually, I don't.
It's rapist.
Oh.
It is.
Well, then you're a little rapist company.
Little bugger.
Go rape someone.
Speaking of rape, is SpongeBob gay?
Yeah.
Nice
segue there. I've been waiting to talk about this one for so long.
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
He is totally gay. Because... When I was
not even a discussion.
Back in the day, I used to watch SpongeBob, and there's one episode where he and Patrick, who is a guy, adopted a clam, and SpongeBob pretended to be a mom.
It's nice, wholesome fun, you know? A
wholesome
couple of gay
fun.
Guys adopting a
like,
kid.
Have you heard that guy's laugh? Ha!
I think you got it spot
wow.
on there. You know,
yikes.
Brandon, you should go back and do that.
And notice how the thing went wild with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rather.
Anyway, so SBK rocks.
Oh, they do. They said in a week or two we'll have the answer to.
Suck up!
Yes! Ask us
love
everybody.
SBK, SBKRadio.net.
Listen to SBK.
I've listened to SBK my whole life. And honestly, it is amazing. It is the best in the world. SBK is better than the internet. That's right.
Even though it's on
the
internet.
Internet. Oh, gosh.
Web.
Know what I hate?
Teachers.
I hate teachers. I do. But you know what sucks?
Mrs.
You know what really sucks?
Jane Doe.
Women can't be priests. That is sexism in every way.
There's so few priests these days. We need more priests, so just let the women do it.
The whole Bible's sexist, so...
What drives you to become a priest?
I don't know. Not having sex, isn't that
what?
Just so revealing?
What force of nature
not
makes
kids,
a person become
you know?
A priest? Like
they like to make people's lives better.
Yeah, they believe
and they
in
like
God.
To listen to secret stories and put it on internet websites to make money. Oh, what do you mean
this
you killed that man
secret.
And put him in your closet? Oh, I won't tell anyone. No. Just so you understand that my priest is Polish. Massive.
My priest
1 hour
isn't
long.
Polish.
Mm-hmm. 1 hour long isn't very massive.
Yes.
If you were a Mennonite, It would be like 4 hours long. No, I'm not a Mennonite. Read the Bible, the Catholic Bible.
I think Scientology is starting to look a little bit appealing now at this point, considering it was Catholicism.
Yes, of course it is. Because
you know
science,
what the true religion is.
Oh, God.
But Scientology really is the fruit basket of celebrities.
And fruit, quite simply.
Quite simply, yeah.
That's our new definition of Scientology. We'll put that in the dictionary. Scientology, the celebrity fruit basket of fruits. All right?
But
let's consider the members. I'm just going to go with the top dog here.
Tom Cruise.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Which is dead. Who is dead?
And Todd, I think he mentioned this one. He was a science fiction officer.
People
walked into him. Open the sky, can
Schnell. Little Nazi moment there. But
no kidding.
But and the guy apparently he did it on a dare too. So let's go another level down.
Tom Cruise. Dot dot dot.
I think we can safely say that's 10 levels down from